Lansing guitarist Drew Howard, live from WKAR's Studio S here, performing for you live. We've heard some dobro, we've heard some classic six-string, steel-string acoustic guitar, and we welcome Drew Howard here to Current State. You are sounding great today, Drew. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's such a the dobro in particular is such an eye catcher, just because, well, you don't see it too terribly often, but it's just there's an awful lot of metal that's a part of a dobro guitar, which I suppose accounts for its a pretty crispy sound.
It's got a big hubcap on it.
Yeah,
a really big aluminum
hubcap. And they're just cool. I mean, they just look cool. There's all that shine to it.
It has some chrome to it, kind of like an old American car. Maybe we could bring that chrome back, Mark. What do you say?
It's the 57 DeSoto of the guitar world is really what it is. But
time stands still in the guitar world. It really does.
There aren't a ton of dobro players. Is there any kind of fraternity amongst you guys?
Sure there are. There's Joe Wilson from Steppin' In It. He's up in Traverse City. There's Mark Lavengood, who plays with Lindsay Liu and the Flatbellies. Those are two cats I can think of off the top of my head. There's Andres Beck with Green Sky Bluegrass from Kalamazoo. So there is a fraternity.
And a demand.
Sure, I'm working.
Yeah.
We're all working.
You play the dobro flat on your lap.
Correct.
How big an adjustment is that if you've just been a conventional guitar player for 20 years?
Well, it's a bit of an adjustment because you're using a bar in your left hand. You're not using your fingers. You're
exactly.
Using a bar. So, and on your right hand, you're using picks, which may or may not be an adjustment. So it's... Sure, it's an adjustment in lots of things, in repertoire and you know what you're learning and what you're hearing. And like with any instrument, if you want to learn, you really need to get deep into the instrument, into the repertoire, and listen.
You've been a fixture, really, of the local music scene here for quite a while. How has it evolved? How has it changed over the years?
That's a really good question. I mean, certainly the music that I've changed over the years has changed for me personally, but there's always been a great folk scene, certainly because of the presence of elderly instruments here in Lansing. That's a magnet for players, world-class players around the country and around the world to convene here. And it's certainly... for me, means that I can go down the street and buy a Bill Monroe record or a Little Walter record, all in the same place, or buy a dobro. Which you can't, you know, everywhere in the country. So certainly, I've spent more than my fair share of dough at elderly, and gladly so.
See, I'm one of those scary guys who goes to elderly and doesn't spend enough money, but I probably should. I'm probably the bane of their existence. You're a music teacher as well.
Yes.
Do you find young people are interested in playing the dobro in particular?
No, this is a pretty specialized instrument.
Do they even know about the instrument?
It's not I get a lot of... What's that?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of in the obscure ranks of instruments up there with a commodophone or, you know, things like that, if you know what that is.
No, tell us.
Well, it's a commode with a guitar neck on it.
Okay.
Of course. Everybody knows that.
Do they sell those at elderly instruments?
They might.
They should think about it.
You could call and ask.
There's an attention getter in the musical instrument landscape.
Certainly.
Pete Seeger's been on the minds of a lot of us this week. We mentioned Pete Seeger earlier in the program. I have to ask you about him. What if any impact did he have on you as a musician?
Well, he's always been a presence. Even if I was playing music that was far removed from anything he ever did, he was one of the first singing voices I ever heard because of growing up in the 60s and my parents having records. And so his voice is just, you know, it's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not. But I mean, obviously it still will be. And also he had a TV show in the 50s that he would bring. He would bring folk musicians on, blues musicians, and you can see those clips on the internet. Mm-hmm. And so he was huge in bringing folk music and American music to the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of the many things he did.
I almost always saw him with a banjo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play the banjo as well?
Just a little bit, just enough to get me in trouble and also get me paid. So I play banjo with Heartland Klezmorum, which is a klezmer group, and also in Little Darlin's Vaudeville, which is, I'm in the pit orchestra for that group.
Do you play any other? So that's three. We're up to three, basically three different kinds of stringed instruments. Do you play any others?
I play pedal steel guitar with country groups and singer-songwriters around the state in album sessions and all of these instruments in commercial sessions as well.
Now, for you've sounded great here this morning.
Thank
for people you. Who want to hear more of what you do, where are you going to be soon?
Saturday night, I'll be playing pedal steel guitar with a country band in Ferndale. Tuesday, I'll be playing guitar and lap steel with Peter Madcat Ruth in Monroe, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And so those are two upcoming shows. Thursday, I'll be playing with Drew Nelson, lap steel, and Telecaster at the Gopherwood Concert Series at the Elks Club in Cadillac, Michigan.
Boy, you move around a lot. You get to play with a lot of different kinds of
people.
I'm
very fortunate. It's, in this state of ours, we have fantastic, like I said, world-class musicians, and I know a lot of them, and happy for that.
Yeah, it sounds like an awful lot of fun. Sounds like you got a rich career here. Drew Howard, we want to thank you. Is Drew going to play us out as well? Okay. We're going to let Drew put down his dobro and take up his what appears to be a Takamine.
It's a Larravee.
A Larravee.
That
okay.
I bought at Elderly. And, of course.
What's this called?
This is called a Larravee acoustic guitar. It's built in Canada. I'm going to sing a song that I wrote.
I meant the song.
I'm going to sing a song that I wrote. It's called Waking Dream.
Drew Howard on Current State.
Thank you. I was walking with my friends and family, flying high above the fields and the streams. I was walking down the same old highway. I could hear the sounds of the people in the city. Don't disturb my waking dream. Don't disturb. I'll join with you directly by myself.
That's our show for today. We hope you have a great weekend. I'm Mark Bayshore. You've been listening to Current State on WKAR.
Deep inside my waking